Hello and welcome to Wheel to Wheel Report. Does F1 in the length of a song? So the British Grand Prix happened. We had Lewis Hamilton cross the line and take victory 1.4 seconds ahead of Max Verstappen, who was closing on the hard tyres, to take his first win since the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix in 2024. His first win of the season, his last win at the British Grand Prix in a Mercedes car, and his 150th podium of an illustrious career. A clearly emotional Lewis Hamilton circled the Silverstone track at the end of the race, holding his British flag. It's been a long time, a struggle, he admitted himself. But the Mercedes man becomes the first driver to not only win a Grand Prix after his 300th race entry, but also the first man to win 9 races at the same venue. He was originally equaling Michael Schumacher's record of 8, but now has the record all to himself. Verstappen was the beneficiary of some good Red Bull strategy. He was falling behind in 5th and 6th at some points, but he came home to take 18 points and ultimately extend his lead at the top of the championship over 3rd place Lando Norris, who himself was feeling disappointed and dejected after the Grand Prix, saying the third simply wasn't good enough, especially after the disappointment of Austria last week. But in terms of McLaren, they are making moves because Oscar Piastri came fourth, 5 seconds further back. His strategy was slightly better. He was perhaps unlucky with the timing of the first kind of rain shower, because this race was all about the rain. It was never fully dry. It was never fully wet. But Piastri, in the end, did a really good recovery drive to come home in P4 ahead of Carlos Sainz. Once Leclerc went onto the intermediates too early, Ferrari chucked all their eggs into the Sainz basket and ultimately benefited with 11 points, the 10 points for fifth and the fastest lap award too. One of the drives of the day was Nico Hülkenberg, who may have finished nearly a minute behind the leader, but finished sixth for the second consecutive race and claimed another 8 valuable points for Haas, who therefore closed the gap to RB in the constructor standings. Stroll and Alonso finished 7th and 8th respectively, a 10-point haul for Aston Martin there, with Albon finishing 9th for the second time in 2 races, and Yuki Tsunoda claiming the final point of the day, 79 seconds off the lead. It was a good performance, but pointless performance for Logan Sargeant, as he narrowly missed out on the points by about 9 seconds, finishing 11th. Whereas going on the softs a lap or so earlier didn't really help Kevin Magnussen amass 12th position. Daniel Ricciardo, Charles Leclerc, Valtteri Bottas were the lapped cars. Esteban Ocon was lapped twice, as was Guanyu Zhou. And Sergio Perez was arguably the big loser of the day. He had a really bad Saturday in terms of qualifying, getting knocked out in Q1 after a mistake, and was lapped twice by the lead pack, which included his teammate, as the pressure grows on the Mexican after a really bad run of results since signing that new contract. Pierre Gasly, officially classified as last, retired with a water issue, a suspected water issue, and George Russell was the man who got pole position on Saturday, but unfortunately, his race ended prematurely, and the car was forced to retire when a podium was the least on the cards. It was at least a podium. But the race win was there. But unfortunately for George, it went to his teammate instead. And we now have a 2-week break before the Hungary Grand Prix. The gap at the top in terms of drivers extended. The gap at the top in terms of constructors decreases slightly.